Hello, Muskegon.
Hello, Muskegon.
This is Tony Williams.
And I'm Chauncey Williams, and this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success.
All right, Chauncey, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, man. We had a game. One of our players, Madrika Cook, I got to give her a shout out. I don't know if anybody else ever did this. She got a quadruple-double. I mean, that can be off points, rebounds, assists, steals, and attending everything at least. And she just playing so unselfish. It's just been fun. That's on that note, and just enjoying myself the other day.
That's an interesting statistic. I'd like to know how many people in this area have ever achieved those types of numbers where you can actually get a triple. It's more than triple double. It's a quadruple double.
It's for everything.
Yeah. That's interesting. We'd have to ask Keith Guy if he knows anybody that's ever attained that that level of play.
Yeah, they played pretty good. I mean, they shut the team out in the second half to 0 points, and they impressed the coaching staff. I know Coach Walker, head coach, was very impressed with their play. We were on the bench looking at each other like they are playing like a machine.
That's what practice does, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's what practice does.
It's my old saying is you practice like you play.
That's right.
If you practice well, you will play well.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, great, great. Yep. Glad to hear that, man.
Yep. So on another note, but it's tax season, brother.
Unfortunately, it is tax season. It comes just like Christmas do.
Yep.
But we don't look forward to it like Christmas, though, do we?
Yeah.
Well, some of us don't anyway.
No, I know I don't. As a business owner, I got some paperwork to go through. I mean, I try to keep everything documented in together so I can make sure I can go through. I try to make it a smooth thing, transition. But it's always a lot of paperwork, and when you're itemizing, you're doing everything, and you're not just filling out a regular W-2, it's something different.
Yeah, you know? Well, there's always that reward
for
doing things differently.
Yeah.
Before we jump in today, I wanted to give a little bit of information about this the stock situation we talked about last week. And Facebook was one of the ones that we had mentioned, and I seen the day where its stock rose 12% overnight.
Okay, 12%, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Overnight.
Overnight. There are a lot of funds that's a yearly gain.
Because the market closes at what time? 5,
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, the bell rings. And they have after-hours trading. And those bids come in after hours, and they actually hit the floor the next day. But there was so much activity on this Facebook stock that when it opened, it was up 12%. Some staggering numbers. It's estimated that this year alone, Facebook will receive revenue of $9.86 billion.
That's
almost $10 billion that they will receive for ads from revenue from their websites.
I know I pay them. I spent $2,000 this year.
Okay.
$2,000 with Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep. I spent $2,000 running ads, posts on my own page, but it benefits me.
Okay, and that's at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
I'm not going to tell the audience my revenue,
okay.
But I can tell you that it takes money to make money, so you got to pour into your business, and Facebook is a tool that I'm not on there I'm on there to build a community, but I'm on there to use it like you just said.
Mm-hmm. So evidently, there are a lot of others, and it said that there was every day, over 1 billion people use Facebook.
That's right.
That's more people than this. You know, there's not even that many in this country, so that's around the world. 1 billion people a day uses Facebook. That's incredible.
Several visits. Yes, it's several visits. Especially when you use it for a business. I mean, it's a tool. If you got credible sources on there and you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's gonna pay dividends. It's going to pay you back.
Right.
Whatever you put in. That's what I've learned. It's a machine that if you put in it, you get something out of it if you put the right things out.
Yeah, and part of business is advertising.
That's it, and you need it.
You got to tell people what you're doing.
And word of mouth is the fastest way to pass word of mouth. So I really respect that, what you just showed us today, because it lets me know that they got my $2,000, but they helped me out a lot.
Yeah, and actually Facebook is really a form of mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, people are talking on Facebook.
And they're sharing items, they're texting things, screenshotting stuff, and they're using that too. And I mean, you can't ask for nothing more. I mean, $2,000 compared to probably what another company's spending and other things that I've spent in marketing, but it's actually worth it. It pays for itself.
Yeah, so Facebook hasn't been around from a stock standpoint for only 2 years.
That's crazy.
And Zuckerberg, is that his name?
Yeah,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep, Zuckerberg.
Billionaire.
Modest, though.
Billionaire.
The brother is modest. I always look at people's lifestyles like that, and I look into them. He drives a Prius.
Okay.
Dates, I think, an Asian woman, laid-back dress. You know, he could walk in this room, or you could walk down the street, you won't even know it's him.
Okay.
And he just roll like that. But, you know, when you're passionate about what you do and you love what you do.
He don't have a lot of gold chains?
Yeah.
And
no.
A lot of rings and stuff on his hand. He don't display his wealth like that.
He show up. No, I don't think he has to do that. So,
oh, okay.
No. First name only. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
All right.
So it's a good thing to see that. I wonder what his taxes look like.
Ooh.
we talking about those tax refunds and what people going to do with them. Hey, that's it.
Yeah, they get refunds too.
Yeah, they do. They get profit
corporate
shares.
Corporate welfare. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, a lot of write-offs. So, yeah, interesting tidbit of information about Facebook, which says that company is set for tremendous growth in the future. So from an investment standpoint, it's still a good bargain.
Makes sense. Well, I've been, like you said, how my week been going. I've been talking to a lot of clients. This is a really busy time for me during January because a lot of people, they go through the time where they about to get their tax return. And mm-hmm. what I've noticed is over the history of my business over the last 3 years that I get a lot of calls because people want their tax, quote, refund. I hear people say that a lot. And it's actually not a tax refund. It's actually like a loan, an interest-free loan that you get a government. And when they done putting your money in the machine and making mm-hmm. some money off of it, they give you your money back, but you don't get no interest on your money.
None. Interest-free loan is basically what you've done if you rely on that huge tax refund at the end of the year. But, you know, some folks use it like a savings account. Others can use it to, you know, make additional purchases. But me, I would rather use that money all year and let me gain the interest and appreciation of the money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's hit on that about, you know, how folks are trying to fashion their tax or structure their tax in order not to get caught up in the refund game.
Yeah. I mean, one way is you get people that it's a couple categories. I can remember when I first started looking at financial literature back in 2004, it was Pastor Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Ramsey, they were first coming out. And
awesome.
I used to listen to a lot of them and giving him a shout-out because he helped restructure my life. And I remember him, and I was doing my taxes, and my accountant said, you don't claim no exemptions, Chance? You don't claim anything?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? I had zero. So my check was getting almost eaten up, like almost 50%. I was like, I don't take no money home.
Nope.
When I first started working as an educator. And my accountant had to sit me down and say, look, what do you want to do? I said, I want to save for retirement. I want to be able to invest some money. I want to do some things. He said, well, claim a higher number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you change that number. Change it to 3, 4, 5. And then, you know, and as you go out through the year, as it fluctuates, you can, as long as you're managing and doing what you're supposed to do. But I, like I said, I have the same account. So I'm looking at those numbers. And I see, so I can have more money throughout the year, but I also can do more things like invest and build my business. So when tax time comes back around, I can do that. But unfortunately, a lot of people are doing, they are in situations, they're in a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they might have student loan debt out there. They might have child support. I actually typed some things down. And the things that I saw is like debts owed to the federal agencies, unemployment debts owed to the state. You know, you get laid off from a job, you get some unemployment benefits, and they might overpay you.
Right. It's taxable now, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Unemployment is taxable.
That's right. Unpaid state income tax and mm-hmm. the past due federal student loans is a big one. And they call them offsets. You know,
okay.
Like you say that you owe something, and they give you a 1-800 number, and I'm gonna share that with the audience before we get off air today, that you call this number, you find out if you owe some money.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you owe some money, they are gonna eat that tax, what you call tax refund, your tax loan that you gave, if it's free, it's gonna be gone.
Right.
So I'm thinking like, well, why not just claim higher exemptions and then work out a payment plan with them throughout the year and make some interest on your money.
Mm-hmm.
while you investing in it or putting in some life insurance or something that you really need. Because I've heard, like, I haven't had a big tax return in a long time, Tony. A long time. I think the most I done had probably the last 4 years, probably like $1,500, you know? And that's from other stuff, probably coaching or something else where I was given, you know, where I did some things and I was able to get some surplus there.
Right.
Other than that, I claim almost the maximum school because I want to use my money to grow my business. So I look at that like, well, I can't do that because if I'm going to sit back and wait on a tax return at $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, that's almost $900 a month I can do something with in a 10-month span that I could change my life and my family's life.
Okay.
So it's just something I just want to look at and share with the audience that you don't have to have zero exemptions on your taxes.
No, work all year for that refund. And I tell you, I'm with you. I have not received. Normally I have to pay. Okay. I'm always ready to bring out my checkbook. But last year, my accountant said that you get a refund, and it's like almost fell out the chair.
You're like, what?
So what do you mean I get a refund? He says you overpaid on your affordable health care.
Okay. And that happens?
Yeah. Yeah, based on income. And then there's a table they use to determine what the premium credit will be for your health care. And I had overpaid. So therefore, I got a refund back. But that's the only reason why. So we made some adjustments this year, and hopefully I haven't overpaid. But if I do, I'll get a credit. The main thing is I don't want to underpay either because it's based on your last year's income to determine what that credit should be going forward for those that do use the Affordable Care Act that is commonly referred to as Obamacare, but it's the Affordable Care Act, not Obamacare.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking the people that that do get big tax income.
No.
Income tax loans back, that's what I call them, because it's actually your money. It's an anticipation loan. That's what I say to myself when you get the money back. Because you can get it back earlier, you can get it back on time. But then when you look at it, like you was talking about earned income credit, and I wanted you to elaborate on that for the people that say they'll get a tax refund just because they fit a certain income criteria.
Right.
So yep. I'm not knocking somebody that's get $4,000, $5,000 because based on income, people do need a support and a lift. But I know the guidelines have changed on that. They decreased it as of late.
Yeah, the window is not as large. According to the chart, for no children, in order to qualify for a earned income credit, the minimum income must be $6,580, and you phase out at $8,240, and the maximum credit would be $508 for the year. With one child, you must earn at least $9,880, and you can't earn more than $18,110, again, which is called a phase out. But you can actually get up to $3,359 and earn income credit. Two children, $13,870 is what you have to make, but you can't make more than $18,110, and that credit is $5,448. Three or more children, you got to at least make $13,870, can't make more than $18,000. But the credit can be as much as $6,242. That's the earned income credit. And it's a reward for low-wage workers, trying to help them compensate for their income throughout the year. And really, that's what it should be used for throughout the year versus, big-ticket item purchases. But if that's the need to purchase an automobile, at that time, then, that's good if you need that to get back and forth to work. But there's nothing to say that you can't actually save some of that money for a rainy day, emergency fund, that kind of stuff. And we know it's an election year. And anytime these kind of items are on the table for low-income folks, depending on the political party that's in right. office,
that's right.
These kinds of programs can be adversely affected by that party based on the need that they see that it has for the general public.
That's a message. Vote. If you want to see that tax credit be
stay
right.
Stay there.
Stay there.
Yeah.
You better vote for the right way. So make sure you research your candidates and everything. And that's very important because if you don't, it can affect your pocketbook. So like a lot of people think that, I shouldn't vote I know we're talking about finances, but voting, politics, and financial things go in hand in hand. Community, voting, and money go all together.
Yeah. Yeah,
all together.
It's a big deal because it's a part of the IRS. And, of course, supposedly that is a separate entity from the political arena. But it's not. There's a lot of influence that comes out of Washington that determines the IRS laws and how they interpret it and enforce them. And the other piece was that we talked about the way you get your refund.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So you get the paper check. Takes about 3 to 4 weeks after the return is accepted by the IRS or your state. Direct deposit, which says they can directly deposit your refund check into your bank account. And that's about 21 days after the IRS has accepted your refund. And then there are some of the tax companies provide these cards. Well, they'll load your refund on these cards once they has submitted your income tax. And, of course, a lot of these come with fees. So be careful when they offer you this product. Ask questions.
A row.
Yeah. Ask questions. What is it actually costing me? You know, there's a lot of companies do online easy advances too. So again, these are predators that's looking at people that can't wait to 3 to 4 weeks.
That's right.
If you've waited all year, what's another 3 to 4 weeks in order to get all of your money back? So just be mindful when these offers to get the debit cards or the advanced loans for your income tax, because that is your money. And like I say, 3 to 4 weeks is not an incredible length of time to wait to get the entire amount of your refund.
Or even in the business that I'm in, helping people with their student loan debt, you get people that are coming around the year, they're either in default, 120 days late.
Okay.
Or they at a point where they call the 1-800 number, and I'll give it out right now. It's 1-800-304-3107 to find out if your refund will be reduced or offset by the federal government because you owe student loan debt.
Mm-hmm.
And
need to know. It's a good thing to have. Read that again. What's that number?
The number is 1-800-304-3107 to find out if your income tax has been offset by student loan debt, debts owed to federal agencies, unemployment, child support benefits, federal student loans, or unpaid state income taxes. You just got to call that number, put your information in, and they'll let you know. But you want to make sure that if you have any issues, there's also a phone number for that. It's 1-877-777-4778 if you feel that your refund was reduced in error. So you want to make sure this happens. But I'm talking this because I talk to people all the time, and sometimes I run into actual clients, Tony, where they say, well, they're going to take my income tax anyway. I'm just going to file it. I say, oh, you don't have to do that. If you're going to get a refund, you can wait. You can wait.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, why you want to be in a rush and you know that when you call that number, they say they're going to garnish it.
Okay.
What you need to do is set up an action plan and figure out who can help you and give you the services to make sure that you might see a possibility, see some of that refund.
Mm-hmm.
If you can set up a payment agreement or do something with your student loans or some type of form, it's not over. There's an opportunity for you to fix the climate that you're in. And a lot of times I deal with people and they'll tell me like, oh, I ain't gonna have it no way. I say, so basically you're gonna tell me, like, say if it's a student loan debt or a bill that they had that's outstanding. I say, so basically you're gonna tell me you're gonna let them take your whole income tax and still you have to pay them? I say, what about your children?
Mm-hmm.
What about, like you said, some people looking for that as an emergency fund. Because when I started becoming financially sound, I started putting all of it in the bank for my 6 month.
Okay.
My 6 month emergency fund or 3 month, whatever it was. I say, oh, I'm not touching that. And being educated, sometimes I didn't work in the summertime, I put that money away. And then when I started acquiring my own business as an entrepreneur, I said, oh, I got to buy some business cards with this. I got to go to a seminar with this. I'm going to use this. And then I started looking. I said, oh, that's helping me out as a businessman, because I'm spending money on either on a vehicle or gas or transporting kids or coaching, where it goes back into my income to help the people I'm helping or provide services for the people I'm working with, like a cell phone or upgrading a some type of computer that I need to do the things I want. So you got to figure out the tax breaks that you can get within the limits.
You got to. You know, as businessmen, definitely there are some advantages to us folks that are in business because there's expenses that we have that average people don't have. And, you know, that's one of the perks of being in business, that you get to write off a lot of things that is involved in you doing business.
You're right.
So that's good information. And one of the things about student loans, too, that I found out is that interest is deductible. It's tax deductible.
Yeah. Yes, it is. When you pay. When you pay, it's worth it.
Right. You can actually claim that on your income tax.
Yeah, I got my statement the other day. I was looking at that stuff like, I got to pay some bills on time. That feels good. Yeah. And I can look at that and say, I got some things, it's gonna be all right for me. So just always looking at that when it comes around the years. It's your financial report card. And get into those financial report cards. I do a young men's empowerment group at the school I work at.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I read his book some years ago about him having a rich father and a poor father, and him teaching him the aspects of the culture of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they say, it's cold, hard cash. It's not. It's soft, warm, treat it right, deal with it. And learn to build up the language and the thinking for it. And I was somewhere, I was at school today, and somebody, and I have a coworker, I always have fun with her, and she said, yeah, you're wealthy. You're a millionaire. And I say, yeah.
Right.
I always respond in that way, even though I'm not there just yet. But my mind, I'm trying to strategically plan to get there.
Okay.
So if someone says that and they're just having fun, I promote it even harder. I accept it.
It's the vision.
I accept the vision. And Robert Kiyosaki talks about that in that book. But not only that, he has a game called Cash Flow for Kids.
Oh, okay.
And we was playing that game today in school, and it talks about several different aspects of money. One, it talks about your salary. That's what you go to for your job, where you work at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, that's a check you get as an employee. You get a check, and they take out their taxes and everything. So on this game, you have this flow sheet that looks like a credit report. At the top, it lists your job. Then on the bottom of that, it has a form called passive income. Passive income is something that you create or buy into, like a side business, or, you know, you got network marketing out there, or you got investments where they make income for you monthly, or whenever they make their return, you make a certain amount. Then it has another portion that has liabilities on it, like credit card debt,
mortgages,
things that you're going, things that you're going to have to pay that you're going to have. Then it has one more part on there that's luxury, like vacations, jewelry, things like that. And then it comes with these deck of cards, and you have this circle, kind of like a Monopoly, but more financially based, and you're trying to win the game. And the person with the most money, when you get to a certain point, when you run, everybody run out, they look at their credit report and say, how many assets do you have?
Okay.
What's your passive income is like? So we're at school and we're playing, and I'm not going to mention no names, and we're playing in the classroom. And I'm teaching I got six guys that's been with me like 3 or 4 years. So they know how to play the game. So there's some younger guys in the group, and they picking up on it. And one kid, he's talking, and he's like, he's taking his man. It's like a maze. It's a mouse. Uh-huh. So the mouse goes around the maze as you roll the die. So he takes the mouse, and it's a red color, it's a green color, and it's a blue. Blue is luxuries. Red is debt. And green is business and assets and passive income. But you don't know what's on the card.
Okay.
So the card's flipping over to green. They liking the green. Like, oh, you spend $200, you get a business, but you get $200 in your passive income every time it's payday. They like, oh, I like that. I like that. So I'm the bank. So I got the big bank roll. I'm holding the bank roll in front of them. They looking like, oh, I bought that. And say, they say, that's a good buy. Like $300 and get $200 every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or every time we get paid. Oh, I'll take that. And I still get my $2,000. I say, yep, your team does. They're like, that's good. So then we get to the point where they land on the red. He's like, flip it over, say, you buy a necklace and you lose $50. He was like, what do I need a necklace for?
Like that.
He said, you're getting some money from me. So then we get to say, he said, that's debt. He said, that's what my mama in trouble for. this is a young kid. I'm looking at him. I'm like, I said, what you talking about? He said, well, and he's young, real young. He's probably like fourth or fifth grade. He says, yeah. He said, sometimes it'd be a man come to my door, knock on my door, and my mama go hide, play hide and seek. I said, oh man, running from. So I said these kids are tell it all, but okay. You know, but I'm trying to do as an educator is not only just educate and work here in the capacity of the radio, Tony,
right.
But to work with youth and show them what debt and liabilities are and passive income. So I just wanted to share that with the audience today. Ooh. We're having fun. We're planning for the next 4 weeks. Get it for your kids. It's called Cash Flow Quadrant for Kids. It's an old game. I've been playing it for years. I'm in the rat race myself, and nobody's better than nobody else, but it's good to be able to have that knowledge. I wish somebody would have showed me when I was in the fifth grade.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of things that they taught us in the fifth grade, was it? I think I learned more in the kindergarten than I did in the fifth grade.
And we're learning about money, and it's at the school. And then all the guys enjoyed it. And it's the stories that I hear, like, yeah, and my grandma has too.
Okay.
Yeah, they both be high.
they learn that. That's a generational type of a situation there, yep. See? And
they watching.
But you're going to break the cycle.
That's right. We're going to break the cycle.
This young man here, he's not going to run from them. He's not going to get in that trouble, see? Yeah.
He's going to be like, I don't need that necklace. He's like, I don't need that. Every time I see that red car, they look at me like, and then they trying to rip the bank off. They look at me like, well, I don't need the red cards, Mr. Williams. I want the green.
Yeah,
They looking at their jumps like, oh, that's, I got a 2. Oh, now he got to go on red.
Yeah.
Now you got some debt. You accumulate debt.
They understand. The theory of a game. And the theory of the game is stay away from the red, man.
Yeah, stay away from the red. And you got to use red to make something, use it for that time, and get out of it.
Okay.
You know, it's a good feeling to pay things off and not to go back in that trap. And then when you get to that point, people still call you, try to get you to buy something new.
Oh, absolutely. You go on the
list.
Try to get
you back in that circle. Yep, you go on that list.
Your name go on the list,
man. That mailing circle. So avoid it. Don't even get into it. And just try to manage it and stay away. And like when you get your tax loan, the reason why we had this show today because it is income tax time, and we're to that point where people are going to get a large sum. And like it's some things that you got some priorities, and I'm going to share those priorities with you. For one, surplus. If you got a surplus, a large surplus come back, and you get your bills are paid, and you're looking at like, I was always told by my accountant, say, Chauncey, take 20 to 25% and just go have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Don't look back on the 20%. So say if my income tax, if I did get a big income tax like some people that I've been hearing, so if I get $6,000, $7,000 back, what's 20% of that? That's
$1,400. $1,400.
Take $1,400, have a ball with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back on that $1,400. Okay? That's it. That's 20%. You say the other, to take the next 20%, if you don't have no life insurance or some type of savings or investment, start that next.
Okay.
That's the next thing. Because a lot of times some accounts cost like $500 to start. To get in the stock market or just to build that fund.
Yeah, just to get started. That's a good number. Okay.
And then you got, then you say life insurance or, you know, or some type of annuity or something for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say the last thing is, what are you saving for the future? You want a house? Do you want to own a property? Do you want to do some things? Look into that. And then he said, if you got all those other things in place, what are some debts out there that you really want to knock down?
Good.
So after you don't, because see what happens is we have to be able to satisfy ourselves first. That 20% be like, I got my income back. I don't call it income tax. I got my income back from the government.
Income back.
I got my income back. Now I'm going to do some things with them in this order. I'm going to write it down before I even get it.
Mm-hmm. Planning.
You plan it out.
Financial planning.
And you either go on your computer and automate when you're going to pay it out. Like, my income tax going to hit it this night. On this direct deposit at this day, this 3 days from there, I'm paying these three people. I'm setting up the account. I'm going in, putting their name and their account number on. I'm paying this credit card off. I'm paying this debt off, this one off. I'm going to contact the student loan people before they go into garnishment and work some out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to get some help or something for someone to make sure we can produce that. So then I can walk in and say, oh, I got some money left. And I done handled all my things. Now I feel good about myself instead of jacking it all off.
And you have nothing to show for it. Two months later.
And that's a hurt feeling. You run through all that money, you look and you're like, where did that money go?
Foolishness.
Where did that money go? And then it's like everything is set up strategically. Like we talk about the company Nike. They got, I was looking at something the other day because I'm thinking about getting some things for our team. I seen some African American History Month for Nike. I'm like, mm-hmm. Nike's with the African cologne. I'm like, okay, so January income tax, now it's African American History Month. You want to make African
February.
Nike. Yeah, February. Or you got the Valentine Jordans come out. They come out. It's like things come out in a cycle, and they stay in a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
The cycle of insanity with the money.
Yeah. Madison Avenue in New York is where all the major advertising firms is, right?
Yes.
Some of the greatest thinkers work for those companies. They know everything about this American consumer. They know how to get in their pocketbook, and that's called Madison Avenue. And everything that you see on TV from advertising commercials is driven from this, from these people. You know, right down the street from Wall Street, okay?
It's like sound like Monopoly. Madison Boulevard is on Monopoly, yeah. Game. So it's right next to the jail, I think.
Okay. Yeah, some of them do not pass go directly to jail.
Yes, they do. They try to rip people off. So we just
want
to make
sure. You're absolutely right. You can get caught up in that Madison Avenue madness about, like you say, you know, Valentine's Day, and they got a Valentine's sneaker. They got a lot of stuff you can spend your money on. It doesn't take a really brilliant, bright person to spend money.
So I just wanted to share with them today. I'm gonna give them the phone number one more time so they can check, okay, and see if they owe anything, if they're gonna be garnished, or their income tax is gonna be, their income back is gonna be offset. Once again, that number is 1-800-304-3107 to find out if your refund was reduced because of an offset. So you want to beat it. You don't want to file. If you call this number, don't file. Don't say, all right, they're going to take my money anyway. Don't have that mindset. Get a set of plan up. Contact me. Contact Tony. And we can see what we can do for you. There's options out there. There's ways around things where you don't have to go through that hurt of having somebody take all your money that's really your money. And I understand situations. People get into trouble.
Right.
People get sick. Things happen to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad things happen to good people.
All the time. So it's not about you being saying that, whoa, woe is me. It's about you being a problem solver and saying, hey, I can solve problems, and I got a great network of people that's willing to help me produce the right results for my family so I can be the gift to my family and keep on producing the good things that we can keep on doing. Because income back time is a comeback for your finances. You want to set up a good plan to invest, insure, and save.
Good advice, Chauncey. Yep. Good advice. Okay, you got any more numbers we need to get out before we close out today's show?
I'm Chauncey Williams. I'm on Facebook, Credit and Debt Help. It's that time of year, student loan garnishment. I'm here. Look me up, whatdoidonow.biz. Send me a text, inbox me. I have a link that I'll send you. I'll get you help on ASAP as soon as possible. We got Tony here. It's time to start saving, investing. Get that in life insurance
life
together.
Life insurance.
$20 a month. At the minimum, you can get some insurance. And yep. you can be insured for thousands of dollars where somebody can bury you and you won't have a want. Let's get that movement started in our community to make sure we take charge.
Legacy. Take care of our children. I'm Tony Williams.
And I'm Chauncey Williams. This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat.